Welcome to the Mindset by Design podcast with your host and NLP expert, Andy Murphy, where you will learn the tips, tricks, and strategies he teaches his world-class clients to give you the skills to dominate any business.
What's going on, Mindset by Design crew, and welcome to episode 193. We're getting closer and closer to that big 200, and I'm pumped about that because I've been working on that guest I told you about a couple of episodes ago. I've been on his podcast. He's pretty epic, and I head over for a little visit in the States next week, so I'm fingers crossed going to be able to sit down with him and record an amazing 200th episode. And I'm telling you, if it pulls off, then we're going to go into the deepest, craziest scientific neurochemicals about performance, physical and mental, and just about being a world-class, world-famous performer. And he's a really cool guy too. I'm not going to tell you who he is right now. That'd spoil all the fun, right? And what happens if I don't make it happen? I will, but what happens if I don't? But hope you've had an amazing week, and I'm pumped. It's been a brilliant week for me. The whole month's been a it's been in flow, beautifully in flow this month. We're on the 25th of April, 2018. And how crazy is that? We're about to jump into May. We're about to jump into spring, which means I'm actually getting closer to visiting the UK. Was it a year ago or so? I can't remember these days. I bounce around all the places so much. But we did Christmas in the UK, and it's awesome. But damn, it's cold. And I'm sorry for everyone out there who's going, Andy, the UK isn't even cold. I've got 18 foot of snow sitting outside my window right now. You need to be quiet. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I want to go and see the UK in the summer. I haven't been there in years in the summer. It's been a couple of winters and maybe an autumn, but I've never done it in the summer. UK in the summer is really nice. Do you know why, though? Because people seem happy. They do. It's the Christmas for about a week or two. And definitely summer. The sun comes out for about 30 minutes and everybody's outside. Everybody's in shorts. Everybody's in t-shirts. And even when it starts raining, they don't care. They're staying in those shorts and t-shirt. That's the UK for you. Making the most of it. I think actually the weather, talking about the weather, I don't know, but talking about the weather in the UK is probably one of the biggest reasons that I chase the other side of the world. And I, you know, over 15 years I've been away, and from Australia to New Zealand to Bali to California to Florida to a few other places, it's and now Panama, it's really a big driving factor with me. And we all have different motivators, different things that drive us and keep us going forwards. And definitely the sun is for me. But it really doesn't represent the sun. Well, for a start, I definitely get the sad syndrome, you know, where your serotonin levels drop after a while. Happens to me in the UK. I've got to keep my vitamin D and my serotonin levels high. But I have to remember sometimes that, you know, I've worked very hard. I've been the top performer in lots of two different countries in sales, put big projects together when I was 27 years old, $100 million resort, went through all the bankruptcy, all the rest of it, all the nervous breakdowns, reset myself and traveled all through, basically become one of the top performers in the world at what I do. And over the past 10 years, so it's a ride. And it's so easy to get complacent about where you are or what you're doing. Oh, by the way, if you can hear banging in the background, hey, there's one of the things about living in different countries you can't control. And I'm right in the middle here of the Old Town, which is 1,600 buildings in Panama. It's beautiful cathedrals right by the ocean. But guess what? there's a lot of construction going on outside, and I'm nestled away in a beautiful apartment right hidden in the background, but still, there's a bit of banging, so if you can hear it, I apologize. But what my point was, it was talking about perspective. Because it's very easy to just take for granted the things that you have around you. That could be family. That could be friends. That could be a beautiful car or a house that you have. That could be your job or your people in work. That could be your health. That could be, it could be anything. And it becomes so easy to get complacent, to take things for granted. And it was something I was talking to a client about this morning, and that's why I like to travel. And that's why I also like to put myself in different environments where people, things are a little bit gritty and you have to watch your back a little bit. Simply because I want to see reality. I want to see different people's reality. Now, we each have our own version of reality. We really, really do. We've all gone through experiences from the past. And we, each time one of those experiences happen, we make a decision about it. That decision could be going to drive us forwards, or it could be holding us back. That decision could be a belief about ourselves feeling a certain way and reacting a certain way. And that reaction can either propel us forwards, or again, it can sabotage us. These are neural circuits, versions of us, or memories. And you've got to understand about memories, they're just not real. I can go into any structure, well, any memory, and actually change the structure of it with you. And what that means is that you're suddenly thinking, or you have a different perspective about that memory. So I want you to start looking at the way you're thinking about the future. Could be anything. You could be in any level of business or doing whatever it is, or just want to feel happy. But the way you're thinking about the future, guess what? That's going to have a certain attitude, a certain focus. There's certain images that are going to pop up, and you're going to be feeling a certain way about it. And we can go on and on and on into the detail of that memory. But that is directly affecting how you feel about it, how you think about it. It's the same with the past. And it's very interesting. I think I've said several times the analogy or the story that I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it again. We, you, me, and some other cool people, we could all be sitting looking at a sunset. I could be so caught up in my head thinking about the future, the past, what I've got to do, the overwhelm, all the things that I have to accomplish, the worry, the doubt. And I could be sitting there not even seeing this sunset. And it could be the most beautiful sunset. And you're sitting there just nearly in tears and awe of how incredible that sunset is. Well, understand, we're both seeing the same sunset, but we're not both reacting to it the same way. We both have different, very versions of reality. And there's no two ways, no two thoughts, no two perspectives of the world that are the same. They're just not. Each got different chemicals, each got different filter system, each got a very different view of the world. It's like, and I've mentioned this, I think, in the previous episode or the one before, it's like a snowflake. It's like a fingerprint. They're all so unique. So perspectives is something I really want you to start working on, because if you've had a hard week, right, or a hard month, because we're right at the end of the month, then all right. Now what? It's done. Who cares? You did your best or you didn't do your best, but you're going to do your best now. You're going to change. You're going to look at the world a different way. You're going to move forwards. Because it's so easy to get caught up in complacency when I know for a fact, if you sat down right here, right now, you can press pause. And if you want, you can press pause. I don't care. But understand, if you wrote down everything, 5 things, 10 things that you just absolutely adore in your life right now. And you give it, yeah, okay, well, I love those things. Now imagine them not being there. Think about that for a moment, right? Now think about that. Imagine them not being there. Doesn't feel good, does it? Now bring them back in. Imagine them being there. Right, double that feeling. Think about that. That's how much and how fast a perspective can change about your life, your future, your taking action, moving forwards, whatever it is. Do you get it? So I want you to be kind on yourself. Because as entrepreneurs, what we can do is, because we all have crazy OCD, which I'm an absolute fan about, and I've even done a whole episode somewhere about it. I'll have to find those numbers. If you know that number of the episode, World Class OCD, good title, right? Message me and let me know, because I'd love to be able to share that again. I'm going to be sharing loads of episodes actually from the past, because I mentioned it before, but I'm going to mention it again. iTunes cuts off from 100, the first 100 episodes it cuts off, which is pretty douchey by iTunes, to be honest, but I get it. So I've got to re-put those episodes out with a new flavor, because the content, the interviews are so good by some of the best people in the world. And that was really the first 100 episodes, was pumping out a lot of interviews. And these days, as you've gathered, I just rant on. But hopefully that's okay. Hopefully that's okay. So what's my point around perspectives? And what's today's episode all about? Well, it's about Forbes. And Forbes is a pretty historic powerhouse of a brand. It's been around a long time, and it's really been able to connect the best people in the world, like with an audience. Do you know people who are behind the scenes making the world run in a way? You know, a lot of these people are. Well, those are the people that Forbes has been able to bring to the limelight so people can find out who these people are. Are some of them douchebags? For sure. Are some of them absolutely incredible? Yes, absolutely. And so I love Forbes. I've had to get the magazine for a long, long time. And that's what today's episode's about. It's really showcasing advice from thought leaders, billionaires, and real influential people about being an entrepreneur. It's short bullets of advice, and I'm obviously going to give my 2 cents, and I'm going to break it down a little bit deeper and make you think about the perspective. But I want you really to pay attention, because these are people that have already done what you're wanting to do. And you might be listening to this going, Andy, I am one of those people. I am a billionaire. I am worth 100 million. I'm running these multi-million dollar businesses. I'm all right, man. Good. Guess what? Then it's about growth. Then it's about building you into the next version of you, the next level with infinite possibilities. Because if you think you've stopped growing and expanding, you have no idea what's possible. And that's what I love to work with. And it's really cool, because I'm actually a part of Forbes now. Yeah, there's a little announcement for you. I don't go on about it, but I've been working on it for a while. I'm actually part of Forbes Coaches now. So I'm in the council, and that means, I'm going to be doing lots of cool stuff with Forbes. So I'm going to be, you're going to see lots of things come out over the next few months, and I'm excited about that, right? And again, it's a perspective shift. It's a perspective shift being connected with Forbes, because I've been such a fan for a long time, and it means I'm going to be able to look behind the scenes a bit more. It means I'm going to be able to do some cool stuff with them. And that's really exciting for me, because it is. It's just another notch, and it heads me closer and closer to becoming the version of me that I know I really am. And that's really my passion in life. It's not really about business. It's not about even martial arts, although it is both of those things. It's really about me developing myself into that ultimate eight-figure thinking, world-class rock star, just Dalai Lama, Bruce Lee, badass version of me, right? It really is, because I know that is inside of me, and I know it's inside of you. And what we have to do is we have to bring people around us who are mentors. We have to bring people around us who are 10 to 15 years ahead of us in the game, or whatever game or advice we want about, right? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I'm constantly in growth mode. I bring in people all the time to advance me, to learn, so I can full time learn from them and don't have to go through years and years of learning. I can squash that amount of time down and really accelerate fast, because I can use their learning curve. Does that make sense? And that's what I wanted to showcase in this episode today. I'm going to call it a session. No, episode. I really do, because you're going to get glimpses of advice from all of these different people who have done such incredible things with their life. And whether you love them or hate them, that's up to you. But the advice is true. The advice and the knowledge and the wisdom is only gained one way: going through it, right? You don't know what it's like to play tennis if you've never played tennis, right? And you don't know what it's like to win Wimbledon if you've never won Wimbledon. You can tell them go back to the UK to visit soon, can't you? All the UK references are coming up. But you don't know what it's like to get hit in the face, be put on the floor, and want to get back up and keep fighting. You don't know what it's like to do sales or trade Forex, or you don't know what it's like to go through an IPO. You don't, if you've not done it. But what you can do is get glimpses. What you can do is get snapshots of what's going on in their brain and start to piece this jigsaw puzzle of your own map of reality, right? Your own version of reality. And this starts to expand you and expand you and expand you. So as we're going through all of these bits, start paying attention and don't just listen. Pay attention and actually see how you can apply this in your own business and life today. That's what this episode's about. Sound good? Hope so. Hope so. Speaking of sounding good, what else we got for you? Well, if this is the first time that you're listening to Mindset by Design, then welcome. What we're all about here on Mindset by Design is about building new behaviors, new ways of thinking, feeling, and acting using neurolinguistic programming, NLP, which I'm a world-class expert at, neural retraining, which is my systems, neuroscience, gamification, and behavioral psychology, everything that it is needed to be able to take you to a whole new level of performance. What I do is I scale thinking. So from 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8+ thinking. What this means is that we level and stretch and build your neurology to match what level of performance you want to achieve. That's what I've done for over 15 years all around the world. And I want to share that with you. I also want you to use Mindset by Design a little bit differently to the episodes and other podcasts out there. How? Well, I want you to use it like a library. I want you to go back and just pluck and get out exactly titles and topics that are going to help you. Because there's a phenomenal amount of information in here. Not just me, but world-class guests. And I want you to be able to take that knowledge and apply it instantly in your own life. That's why I do this. That's why I'm so passionate about this. And that's why I want to help you. So that's what we're all about here. And speaking of helping you, gotta help you. We all know what level 1 and 2 is. And if you don't, hit the show notes, because all of that's changing. And all of that's changing from Monday. Yes, you're going to have a whole new thing that's going to be there on mindsetbydesign.co. I've actually developed something really cool, because everything I teach is about scaling. And your business matches the level of your mind. So your mind is your business is your mindset. It's just a fact, right? If whatever level you're performing at, your business is going to equal it. It's just how it works. And I've seen it through tens of thousands of clients working with billionaires and whoever it is. So what I've created is this brilliant, and I mean it's brilliant, assessment. And you're going to be able to work out what level of thinking you're at. And then you're going to be able to do something about it. So that's going to be there from Monday, which I'm excited about. I really am, because it's pretty damn cool. And guess what? There's some other cool features that you're going to get after it. But that's going to be there for you. And so that's pretty exciting. Speaking of exciting, let's jump to level 3. Level 1 and level 2, what I was talking about before, they're all changing. But level 3 is going to be there. And I said this before, but I really mean it. I just don't know how long I'm going to be able to do these for. Business and life is moving in a different direction. And right now, I take on 2 people a month. Yeah, that's it, right? 2 people a month. And these people I want to really be driven. motivated to take action, to do something different. Because if you're going through any situation, and I don't care what level you're performing at, you could be right now a hedge fund manager, right? You could be a hedge fund manager and you're under so much pressure and stress to consistently perform each day, run the floor, whatever you're trading, and be able to navigate through all of those egos while you're balancing your life, while you're still performing at the highest level. If that's you, you need to chat with me. If you're going through an IPO, if you're doing Forex, if you're in real estate, if you're in any industry at the highest level, then you need to chat with me. If you're trying to get from 6 to 7 figures, you need to chat with me. If you're on 10 grand a month right now and you want to get to 20, 25, 30, you need to chat with me. I'm going to be able to show you in 30 minutes things that you didn't even know about yourself. And within those 30 minutes, me and you are going to sit together. By the way, this is cool because we get to sit on video. We're going to meet each other. We're going to take a hangout. How cool is that, right? So we get to hang out. We discuss everything. I show you the patterns that are holding you back. I show you the patterns that you need to implement to explode your performance. And honestly, this is not like anything that anyone else does. I've been around thousands of coaches, and honestly, truthfully, most people are just, they just don't have the wisdom. They don't have 15 years of working with the top people in the world, and they haven't also performed as one of the top people in the world. They just don't get it. They just haven't been through projects that are massive projects. They haven't had massive failures. They haven't been able to rebuild in multiple countries and still work with the highest end leaders in the world. They haven't done that. That creates so much wisdom. It creates so much understanding. I've even worked with trauma victims, abuse victims, everything you can imagine. It gives you a certain perspective of the world. And nobody can really recreate that perspective that I have. And when I'm dealing with the unconscious mind, I don't believe there's that many people who understand it like I do to be able to go in and restructure patterns and memories and thoughts and be able to dial you in for TV sets, be able to dial you in for business mergers, meetings, clicking that trade in flow, expanding your business, developing systems inside your business that automate things. I just can go on and on. We can talk about marketing. We can talk about social media. We could go on and on and on. And the point is, that's why these things are very exclusive. That's why these things are rare. And that's why there's an application form. But if that sounds like you, and you're moving from any of those levels, and you just want to get an idea out to the world or go to that next stage, then you need to have a chat while you can with me. So click on level 3. That's going to be the link for you. And I'm pumped and excited to connect. And I know I will very, very soon. So now, crew, let's jump in to the show.
I would say the best advice I could give to entrepreneurs to listen. We have our dreams and we have to believe in our dreams, and because nobody else is believing in them, but there's so much access to information now, it could be used to really kind of support your dream. It's a big thing about an entrepreneur. Everybody had to have a crazy idea. It has to get to a point where you meet somebody that believes in your idea. A lot of times we don't want to, see the writing that's on the wall, and you have to have an entrepreneurial belief, but you also have to be a realist too. You can't stay a dreamer. That's the honeymoon phase. But once you get into business, you have to really take the time and really deal with the numbers or projecting and saying that it's going to be. You have to deal with that reality. You have to be able to adjust and be nimble, you know. And you know, I would say that's a very, very important lesson once you get to a point of success, is really being realistic.
So, crew, do you know who that was? Any ideas, any guesses? Who you thinking? It was Diddy, P. Diddy, Sean Combs. He's done all right in his life. He's not done too bad. He's had massive music careers. He's dabbled in everything, right? And he definitely considers himself an entrepreneur, and he's definitely worth a lot of money. So these are people that you got to listen to. It doesn't matter what culture they're from or what their background or where someone started. It's what they're doing right now. And brilliant advice. We have to what? Believe in our dreams. Right? Because no one else is going to. What did I tell you about perspective earlier? What did I tell you about the sunset? No one's going to be able to see your version of the world. No one's going to see what you're pulled to. Nobody knows what's inside of you but you. So you 100% have to have full categoric belief. Again, we go to people like Branson. Branson's revolutionized so many industries. Steve Jobs revolutionized so many industries. Do you think there might have been a few people who said he's crazy? Absolutely. But it's his own internal drive and belief, which you have to have, that's going to pull you forwards and make this thing happen. So the thing is, what I love about what he said is that many years ago, people would only get information from books or the library, right? You had to remember those days? Probably you don't if you are young, but I do. And you had to go to the library to find information out. People used to have encyclopedias, hundreds of them, these big Britannica encyclopedias that would literally just give information, and they were great information, but you didn't know if it was real or not. You just had to trust it, right? That was also my issue with the schooling system, but that's a whole different topic. But the point is, there's so much information out there to do your market research, find out who else is being successful in it, find out if there is an industry, find out if you're treading blue waters or whatever it is. But there's so much information out there to get started, or even if you're not starting, to level up, to get to that next stage, right? You're listening to a podcast. Think about that when you were growing up. Well, maybe you're young and this is what you do. But for me, it didn't exist. And think about that, because if you're thinking about that, then you've got to appreciate that you're not alone anymore. You can just pick your phone up and you can find out more information than anyone could 20 years ago in the world. Think about that, right? And then I love what he said. Everyone has crazy ideas. That's where the wheel came from, right? That's where the computer came from. That's where the iPhone come from. A crazy idea. So if you've got crazy ideas and you're hesitating on them, then, hey, we probably need to have a chat. But besides that, it could be the one that changes the world. It really could. It just has to be strategic. And they're going to get someone who comes along to believe in them with you. And that's how you start to form a team. A business is formed because people believe in the leader, and they believe in the concept and the idea that he's won it. Or he? Terrible. She, or your pronoun? Whatever you want to put out to the world. And you're going to have that person who, or that team that just, yeah, aspires to be like you, or aspires to create that change in the world. And that's a beautiful thing. That's very motivating. But his best advice was his last advice. You have to know when to jump ship. You don't have to be the captain who goes down to the bottom of the ocean like the Titanic, right? You don't have to be that person. In my life, I've seen trends, I've seen things that were going right and wrong, and you start to recognize when things are starting to fall apart. And as long as you're doing your best, then you know 100% when it's time to jump ship. And if you've been banging your head against the wall 1,000 times, it starts to hurt. It doesn't mean that the business isn't viable, it means the way you're doing the business isn't viable. Or the way you're selling, or the way you're trading, or the way you're whatever the heck it is, right? Or the way you're doing real estate. whatever that is, if you're banging your head against the wall and not getting the result that you want, you probably want to change that, right? So it's time to look at either jumping ship, changing strategy, but having behavioral flexibility. And behavioral flexibility is the number one thing that you need to, as an entrepreneur, to be able to constantly flow to, yeah, through all the pains, the highs and lows, to get the vision or create the vision that you want. Here's another little clip from Diddy.
If you were starting from scratch, from the beginning of your career, and trying to build the career that you have today, where would you begin?
Well, the real answer, and not the, I guess, successful role model entrepreneurs, or like the answer you get from your teachers, is I would probably be scared to death. You know, this generation is probably one of the most empowered generations of our, you know, ever. The most entrepreneurial generation. And I would say this generation is also the generation who, like, the world, in a sense, has kind of turned its back on, because it's not protecting their future, whether it's from a world point of view, or from a personal point of view, or even from a point of view of what their future is going to be like, whether it's global warming, or whether it's even how they're going to have a job or a career. So that at first would scare me. Then number two, it would scare me and make me angry that it was like that for me. Then number two would be that, you know, I also would be kind of intimidated by the competition, because everybody's trying to be the next Steve Jobs, the next Martin Scorsese, the next Puff Daddy, the next Jay-Z, or so on. You know what I'm saying? Right. And so there's so much competition. Like, when I started, there was nobody really trying to do what I was doing. And so I think that it's very important to know the reality. So my advice to future entrepreneurs is to always know the reality. Know what you're getting yourself into. Know how hard it's going to be, how competitive it's going to be. But even with that being said, I think there's more chances today than ever to get seen and heard, to get noticed. And I think that we're in a time where the people that really, really work hard and really, really believe in themselves and really, really don't give up on their dreams, no matter how many times they fall down, are the ones that's going to be successful.
And you got to figure out what that dream is.
Yeah.
Right? What
you're, and one of the most important things is that day, I would say my advice is for people to kind of ramp it up, because a lot of times when you're young and you in your 20s or something, you're like, I don't really know what I want to do. But we live in a different world. It's important for you to know what you want to do for the future of your family. So it's a scary thing to make that decision. This is what I want to do. But the sooner you make that decision, I think the better it'll be for your life, you know, and a better chance of success you'll have, because you'll have more time to mess up.
Right.
You have more time to fall down.
And if you were coming up today, would you kind of go the unpaid internship route? You know, would you be willing to do that again?
Yeah. I mean, if I was coming up today, I would do whatever it would take for me to get to the information. I think that no matter what, it could have been in the times of Jesus, before Jesus, caveman times, it was about being around the information. Back in caveman times, it was about who knows how to make a fire, because my ass is cold. You know what I'm saying? And now it's like, you know, who really knows who is successful in this day and age and how they are successful? So I think that our educational system needs to be fixed, in a sense, because, you know, a degree means something to me, but experience kind of means more, and a point of view of where people want to go kind of mean more than somebody saying, I have a master's from Harvard or whatever. No, I need to know, are you ready to go to war with me? That's what I need to know.
And what do you look for when you're hiring people other than that, you know, ready to go to war? What are the other kind of criteria?
Somebody that is not intimidated by me, not intimidated by the situation, not intimidated by life. They understand. They deal with reality. They know that things are hard. And they're not doing it just as a job. They're doing it as a part of their life. And they're also doing it for a higher purpose, just bigger than them. They really want to make whatever they're involved in affect people in a positive way. And then they also have the passion to handle what it's going to take to get the job done, because nothing's going to be easy, especially now. And it's going to be a lot of pain involved. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's also a lot of celebration when you accomplish your goals.
So, have you changed your opinion about Diddy a little? Right, he's not as much full of ego as you'd think. It's really about an image, isn't it? So, I love his honesty. I love his honesty because times have changed. They really, really have. And he talks about the truth. What's the truth? The truth is that every single person at every single level gets scared. I've said this for years, if not over a decade now. And it's the truth. No matter who I've worked with, the people who get to the level that you want to get to, or if you are at that level already, there is always a next level, right? True or true, there's always a next level. And what it requires to get to that next level is honesty. And the thing that holds people back from performing consistently every day is fear. So he spoke about starting a business now. Yeah, things have changed. Shit's changed for sure. And what I love, he spoke about the entrepreneurial generation that's coming through. You know, they are the most entrepreneurial generation. Or should I say, the generation that's coming through is the most entrepreneurial generation. But it is. And it's for a few different reasons, I believe. I personally believe it's because information's out there. And that information can intimidate you, but that information can inspire you. And how really social media works is you end up forming a bubble around your own belief. So it gives you something called confirmation bias. And that confirmation bias can be a brilliant, beautiful thing if you're striving forwards and that's what you want. But, you know, the earth can be flat, the earth can be round, depends on what you Google. And what he's talking about is the older generation, especially if you're trying to be an entrepreneur, it spend a lifetime trying to work out or get clarity, trying to spend a lifetime working out what they do want. Do they want to do? Do they want to do entrepreneurial business? Do they want to do corporate world? Do they want to do whatever it is? But that takes so much time. And what he's saying is something so true. So if you're out there, by the way, and you need clarity, let's connect. Because you can't ever get back a moment. You can't ever get back a minute. You can't ever get back a day. And you can't even get back the words that you say or the mistakes that you make. And mistakes are brilliant to make, but you need to be constantly making them to learn and grow and evolve and change. And that becomes the nature of the beast. But the earlier that you can jump into the world that you really want to go into, you're going to make mistakes. So the earlier you can do it, the more mistakes you can make and you can recorrect. Otherwise, the older you get, doesn't mean that you have less energy, but your priorities change about what you want. So if you're trying to build an empire, then that's great. But what's the purpose in building an empire? What do you want it for? If it's for cars and money and all of that, then please stop listening to the podcast. Please. You shouldn't be listening to this because you're definitely not in the vibe with me. Not saying money. Money's amazing. Cars are amazing. Houses are amazing. Those things, I'm the biggest lover of shiny objects ever. But I understand what they are. They're nonsense. They're just things. They don't define you and they don't make you better than someone. They're just things. If those things weren't there, who are you, right? They're attached to identity. And that's no good. There has to be more, a deeper purpose to why you're building something. And in a later little interview with Russell Simmons, he describes this beautifully. Something else I love what Diddy said. It was about the valuing as the culture's changing throughout the world. And degrees and PhDs are all essential, right? They are, especially if you're in the medical field, things like that. But we're talking about the entrepreneurial field. And there's only one way to get good at being an entrepreneur. Mentors and doing it. That's it. That's the only two real reasons or ways to get better. Put yourself around better people, better network, and better knowledge. That's really it. And you best be really into what you're going to be doing, because there's going to be a phenomenal amount of pain. There just is. That's how we grow. We hit the gym. What do? We go through pain. Why? To get the muscles and body and health that we want. It's the same with growth. It's the same with mental growth. It's the same with business growth. It's exactly the same. We have to go through a lot of pain to get wisdom. But there's also, on the other side, a lot of benefits, right? Right now, I can be anywhere that I want to be in the world and work with whoever I want to in the world. And I feel blessed for that. I feel very, very grateful for that. But it didn't just happen. That's 15 years plus of building myself and doing whatever it takes. And so whatever you jump into, experience is what you should be valuing in other people, not their words, not necessarily a piece of paper. It's just what they've been through and their experience and wisdom. Hopefully that makes sense. The next clip is by Bill Marriott Jr. You can probably guess what company he's chairman of.
I think the most important thing any business leader can do is to focus on his people or her people. I think giving them opportunities to grow and advance is what it's all about. If you're going to create a great team, it has to be tied into the culture of the company. The culture of our company is take good care of the associates, they'll take good care of the customer, and the customer will come back. I think that is enduring. I think you can talk about all the technology that's going to have to take place and all the other things that are taking place, distribution and those things. But it all comes down to people. We're in a people business. We don't manufacture anything. We just take care of our guests and serve them food and beverage and get them a clean room and take care of their needs. So for the industry that I'm in, the hotel business, it's very important to continue to focus on people. Continue to let them know that as long as I'm around, that there's a family member who cares about them, and we want to continue to do that.
So there's Bill. Bill's pretty cool, right? See, he seems a decent guy. I know that's like a minute clip, but he does. And I love that he's focused. Do you understand? If you've got like so much money, infinite amount of money, then it's very easy to become very egotistical and lose focus on the actual brand and the purpose of it. And the purpose is service. The purpose is people. The purpose is giving, right? And creating a type of experience for people. Now, whatever you think of Marriott, right? There's some good ones. There's some not so good ones for sure. For sure, right? So, but their focus is still the same, right? They're still one of the biggest hotel chains in the world. And looking from his mindset, it's always about people, growing people, interacting with people, giving people experiences. It's an external focus. It's not about him, okay? And that's a mistake that often people make in the brand. They're focusing on them. And it's not about them. It's about the clients. It's about the customers. It's about who you're going to serve and help. And when you can really truly understand that, it changes the communication of your message. It changes the communication of your copy, the marketing, your videos, everything. Hopefully that makes sense. The next clip is by Peter Lynch. Peter Lynch is one of the top American investors there's ever been. Recognize that name, Lynch. If you don't know who Peter Lynch is, probably want to Google him. You probably want to Google him. But I love this clip.
It just really bothers me. This term, play the market, that verb is very dangerous. You know, I mean, it's hard work. It can be very enjoyable, but it's not a game. I mean, stocks are not lottery tickets. And every stock is a company. The company does well, the stock does well. And I think that's the key thing that bothers me and why I try to educate people. If you're going to buy a stock, you should do certain things. I'm not saying you should all, everybody should be an investor, but people are careful when they buy a refrigerator, careful when they do a vacation. And all of a sudden, they'll put $10,000 on a stock they earn on the bus, and they think it'll go up. They don't know what the heck it's about. That's very, very bad. You should have to do the work and say, is that true?
understand what Peter's talking about for a start. He's talking about the word play, and obviously he's got a little bit more history around that word, and he's probably very annoyed at people trying to play the market and then getting burnt. But it's not just about the market that I'm really, my perspective around this is. It's the same with anything. The get-rich-quick schemes, the shiny object syndrome, the Facebook ads that are promising the world. It's very easy when you're in a certain state or a certain time in your life, let's say, that you want to jump into something new. It's the same with Bitcoin. It's the same with anything, right? You could invest in that, and that's great, and hopefully you have. But do you know about it? Do you know about internet marketing? Do you know about all of these other things? Do you know, or is it your lane? If it's not your lane, then go and find someone else whose lane it is. If you're trying to improve your mindset, guess what? Your performance, who are you going to come to? Me. If you're trying to learn about how to be a Formula One driver, who are you going to go to? The best person. It's the same thing. So you have to know your lane. And what I love what he was talking about. People can't make decisions or don't know anything about refrigerators or anything else, but then they think, oh, I'll play the market because they've watched a movie or whatever it is. So stay in your lane and find the people who are in their lane that you want to move into and bring them into your lane so you can make an educated decision. Because playing in anything, it's fine, but it's going to cost you a lot of time, a lot of money, and maybe a lot of heartache. And I remember back in the day when the boom was going on in real estate before 2008, and everyone thought they were a real estate investor. Why? Because the bank had given them a loan and someone had sell them a house. They didn't know anything about real estate investing. Not a single thing. But because the capital gains was growing and going up in a bubbled economy, which was completely, completely man-made, what happened was is everyone made money. And if you didn't sell that property in time, because who knew that it was going to crash? Well, there's probably lots of people that knew it was going to crash. But the point is, they were out of their lane and thought they were experts and then lost everything, and that hurt them. So if they'd have gone to the correct people, not the perceived correct people, then you'll have been more educated in the financial structure, and also you'd have been more educated with the way you bought property. So you'd always be going in with massive amounts of equity, which would always keep you safe. So that's what Peter's talking about, and I really like that. The next gentleman is Jack Welch. He's used to be the CEO of GE. It's quite a big company.
It's all about your team. It's all about the people you put together. It's a lot more than about you. You got to have a team that's adaptable, flexible, agile, and all committed to the same goals. Without question, you want to get every mind that comes through the door into the game. Because you might not be able to predict things, most people can't, but you sure can react to things if you've got everybody on the same page with agility, flexibility, and creativity.
So I love this clip for a few different reasons. It reminds me of something that got taught to me over 15 years ago. And it was really the first concept that I got taught back in the day in sales when I was learning neurolinguistics, but for sales in Sydney in Australia. And it's really cool because what he talks about is what? Adaptability, flexibility, and all having the same vision. And enroll people in that vision as early as you can when you're bringing them into the company. And that's genius. But it goes back to Napoleon Hill's Mastermind Alliance from Think and Grow Rich, which is over 100 years ago, right? And who did he get taught that by? Andrew Carnegie. Who was Andrew Carnegie? Just happened to be the richest man in the world and created the complete industries. But my version that I got taught of Napoleon Hill's Mastermind Alliance was two or more people dedicated to the common goal, the common good, in the spirit of harmony. And that was Peter Sivright who taught me that, or my mentors. Actually, John Monaghan, the first time I'm shouting out John Monaghan. So hopefully you might hear this, buddy, and get this message. It's so powerful, because if everyone's laser focused on the same outcome with the same vision, with feeling the same, then it's not about any individual. It's about the collective consciousness. It's about the collective culture. It's about the culture of the company. And if the leader is congruent with that and the message that they're putting over, then this creates a huge ripple effect through the whole organization and across the world if the organization's big enough. So that's what I love about this statement. And I want you to start looking around your network, your team, if your company, whatever's going on, and ask that question. Is everybody aligned with the vision that I've set? And if you haven't set a vision, then guess what? You probably want to go and sort that out first of all. But if you have, and there's people like disrupting that vision, then you have to either align them or get rid of them. Because those are the people that will cause chaos and disruption in the company, and they really need to be doing their own thing or outside of your vision. But if they don't understand that with passion, what you're trying to do, then you can't really blame them. So it becomes your responsibility to make sure that they do.
I think the thing that's going to change in the next 100 years is the level of transparency. I think whether people like it or not, there's a new level of exposure coming to companies, and I think consumers are demanding a certain level of transparency. People are going to find out what your values are, so they better be good.
Do you know who that was? You gotta know who that was. It's Bono. Yeah, you too. Pretty good advice, right? And I love what he's talking about with the change in the consciousness, the change in shift, and what's happening in society and business. I love it. Because what did he say? The thing that makes people like people is because of their deepest value. That's what you align with. That's how you build instant rapport with any single person on the planet. Topic for another time. But think about that. That's why everyone trusted Elon Musk. Now, I know Elon's going through a bit of shit right now, but guess what? He's going to be okay. He's going to be okay. And the point is, he's trying to really help humanity. So because he's really trying to help humanity, everyone aligns with that value, which means we trust him. We trust his vision. He's building tunnels under LA, which could collapse the whole damn city. But it doesn't matter. We trust him. It's because of that deep values elicitation. And when we can really begin to understand that, the people around you and yourself need to be transparent, because you need to know who they are. This is how you build a team. But more importantly, this is how you build yourself into an authority. By sharing transparency, by sharing what you really, really do, by sharing who you're really trying to help and what that means to you. And it might sound cheesy. It really might, man. And it kind of is a little. But that's only if you're faking it. If it's real, then it's not transparent. It's not transparent. It is transparent. And it's very real. And people connect to that. People, even if you're building rapport with somebody, what you're doing is really building rapport with their unconscious mind. It's not their conscious mind that likes somebody. It's the unconscious mind that likes somebody. So if they can connect to something that they feel safe with, aligned with, then that's how business gets grown, and that's how people become famous, right? Same with Oprah, same with everyone. Think about that, right? People know what she is all about, and she's trying to serve and help and grow. Does she do it always perfect every time? No, who the hell does, right? But the point is, people love her because of that one core reason. And so I just want you to look around in people in your own life, including yourself. Are you being transparent, or are you really being shady and hiding stuff? Is your marketing being open, or is it being old school and hiding information? It's up to you. The next clip might be my favorite. Actually, my second favorite. The last clip's going to be my favorite. But this is the second to last clip. This is by the one and only Russell Simmons.
work without expectation. Your work is your prayer. The results are what they are. You have control over the work alone, but never its fruit. So make your work your prayer. Make your work your happiness. And the things that come as a result, you know, no matter how rich you are, you can only sit your ass in one seat at a time, period. And you have to operate from a comfortable seat. And when you get really fully comfortable in that seat, the state of needing nothing, it attracts everything. You go to work without noise in your head. Your focus is laser. And then you become this great thinker or great worker. When you're present and awake, you become a machine, a fine-tuned machine. And then you can be a good servant. This idea of worrying about results, forget results. You have no control over them. Just do the work.
Told you it was a badass little clip. Do you like that? Work with no expectation. That goes against everything that we're taught, Andy. Yeah, except for me. I've been teaching this for a long time. Because what happens is if you start to get too much of an expectation, it starts to become an attachment. That attachment then starts to link to anticipation. That anticipation starts to link to anxiety because you don't have control. Anxiety is then linked to fear. So what you're doing then is building absolute messy wiring connected with the future. Doesn't work. So what he's talking about is really presence. He's talking about being so in love with what you're doing, so in alignment with what you're doing, that there's no such thing as procrastination. By the way, that is a previous whole episode I did on that. But when you begin to understand that, what he talks about is really, really brilliant, because what he talks about is presence. And if you can be seated in presence because the noise is gone, because you're so into what you're doing and you're so got your mindset by design and your eight-figure thinker going, then guess what? It means that you're going to love what you do, and it means that you're going to have endless energy towards it. You're not going to be distracted with new shiny objects. You're not going to be distracted by anyone's thoughts or opinions of you. You're going to be in constant flow. And when you're in constant flow, we're changing brainwave frequency. And when we're changing brainwave frequency, what we're doing is then becoming like a machine. That's why I've taken people over 20-minute attention span, and then they were able to focus for hours. I can go on like 14-hour just laser focused all the time, more times than not, right? So when you can get to this stage, everything changes. So the result will come from you putting in the work, and the work will come because you're working on yourself. And when you can really understand that, your whole business, your performance, whatever level you're playing at will absolutely change, and we can get you to the next level. So hopefully you're enjoying this so far. You know, it's just a little bit different today. The next clip I love. It's a couple of minutes long and it's really, really profound. It's actually from a photo shoot that was done by Forbes, obviously, because that's the whole podcast. And it was basically 126 billion photo shoot. Yeah, the people in the room were worth 126 billion. That's insane, right? That's way more than most countries. And the reason is, it's because they brought in the 400 Summit, which is something that they do regular, but of philanthropy. So this means that these people are giving back. They're crazy successful, obviously, but they're giving and giving and giving and giving. And even talks about Warren Buffett giving 99% of his wealth away. Think about that. The culture's changed. The mind's changed. Everything's changing. And you're either changing with it or you're not. And at whatever level you're playing at, then we need to unlock what's possible for you to create motivation, drive, and passion, but for a bigger purpose, a higher purpose. And I don't mean spirituality, although it could be that. I mean charity. If you're helping a kid out, then guess what? It means something. And so let's jump into this clip.
The fourth 400 Summit on Philanthropy was kind of rooted in a basic idea. How do we take this list that's just names and actually convening in person to talk about how to solve the world's most intractable problems. The net worth of this cover is precisely $126 billion. In one picture, so it's got to be the richest picture ever taken. You look at who's in this cover. I mean, you have Bill and Melinda Gates, who founded the most influential foundation maybe ever in terms of philanthropy. You have Warren Buffett, who's giving away 99% of his money in the most selfless way. You have Oprah Winfrey, who's, you know, has given so much time and given so much focus to various social entrepreneurs. We have David Rubenstein from the Carlyle Group, Leon Black, who's one of the great arts patrons, Pete Peterson and the Pete Peterson Foundation, with some of the younger givers, like Mark and Laura Andreessen. And Mark Andreessen's somebody, and he's not waiting to give until he's made it all, but he said that with his new venture fund, they're going to donate half the profits as they make them to charity, and that's an interesting new model. We have Steve Case and the foundation he and Gene Case have done. Any one of them is a star in their own right, and any one of them usually is used to the cover being all around them. I think everybody from Bill and Warren and Melinda on down had to look around and say, you know, this is a pretty amazing gathering here, all of us in one room, at one place, at one time, all, you know, because of something we believe in and something that's going to make the world a better place. We also had John Bon Jovi, who we did a ranking last year of the most charitable celebrities. And John Bon Jovi came in number one. We thought that was a nice kind of a nod to that, that it's not just about money. But if you're famous and you can move the world towards your causes and you put your time and your name behind that, that deserves recognition too. The way we chose the people who would be on the cover, these are all people who've given serious money to philanthropy, serious money or serious time, almost always both. And so these are the true titans of philanthropy. And so kind of looking at the 150 people that we had coming, we kind of circled these people as a notch above, not necessarily in terms of effort, because there's so many people there who are doing great things, but people who not just cared about philanthropy, but also had written checks that would stun people. The Forbes 400 is here to stay. It's a marker of success. It's a marker of capitalism. It's the scorekeeper of capitalism. So to take that next level and say, you know what? Let's bring the list together and try to make the world a better place. Let's try to use this collective wealth, this collective influence in a positive way. The fact that we could get 150 people, all of whom are incredible in their own way, in one room on one day to talk about this, I think it's great for Forbes and I think it's great for the world.
Isn't that cool? Not that you got all those people together on the same day. Not that bit, that's cool. Maybe some ego there for sure. But what the idea is about. The idea isn't about accumulating anymore. It's not about getting. It's about giving. Because these people like Bill Gates have really worked out that there's only so much money you can have. Then what are you doing with it? Looking at it in a bank? Looking at it as numbers on a statement? What's the point? Warren Buffett giving away 99% of his wealth. Hey, I'm sure his kids are annoyed, but guess what? He doesn't care, because one of his deepest values is that you have to grow and make it and learn yourself along the way. If you get given anything, you don't value it. So what these people are there about is understanding that they all basically probably came from nothing. All of them, probably not. Lots of them, absolutely. So when we begin to understand that, then they're still real people, right? Still with real pains and ups and downs, and still with real hearts. And it's about giving. It's about giving, not just getting. You get from giving. Sounds stupid? Sounds weird? Whatever. Come and have a chat, and then we'll work that out for you. But ultimately, I want you to focus on the external as well as the internal. I don't want you to focus on outcomes with, I must get this in this time because then I will be able to buy this. Well, no one cares. That car can get broken. That house can disappear if you're making payments. If you miss a couple of payments, it's gone. There's no real value in it. What people value in the corporate world potentially is rank advancement or becoming a manager or those status symbols, right? But as an entrepreneur, I really feel that we value something very different. We value experience. We value wisdom. We value passion. We value heart. We value what are you going to do and what have you been through? How much pain have you been through and how have you overcome that? How are you serving? How are you giving? How are you helping? And I want you to really look inside yourself. Maybe listen to this whole thing again. It's not that long. But I want you to look inside yourself and I want you to really look at your business and I want you to look at where you're taking everything. Are you just doing it to make money today or are you doing it for a bigger purpose? Because if you're doing it for a bigger purpose, you're going to find that you're going to be on fire. You're going to have so much motivation, drive, discipline, focus. The overwhelm's going to go. The stress is going to disappear. The panic, the anxiety, all's going to disappear if you're in alignment. And alignment might seem a cheese ball ass thing these days. And it does even me saying it, but it's also the truth. So there you go. There's episode 193, all about Forbes. And yeah, that's it for today, crew. So what's next? What's next? Do yourself a favor. Time to step up, jump into the show notes. There's going to have lots of links there. Make sure you're jumping into the groups and things like that. Finding me on LinkedIn where I'm spending a lot of time these days. So interact with me there. But if you are wanting to take your game to a whole new level, if you're stuck right now or you're kicking ass right now, whatever, it's time to level up. And it's time for you to click on that level 3 link, fill your application in, and you get a chance to sit down with me. Pretty epic. And I promise you in those 30 odd minutes, we're going to radically give you such clarity about what to do next, what's going on in your head, what's stopping you. And then we're going to show you how to move forward. So if you resonate with this or resonate with me, then do yourself a favor, do something different, step up and take action now. Until next time, crew. Until next time, why don't you smile for me?
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of the Mindset by Design podcast with your host and NLP expert, Andy Murphy. We'll catch you next time.